Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our brand new partners over at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Macy from Boylston.
Hi, Macy.
Good morning.
Macy's in the car on the way to the Green Line. How's that going? Slow zones? Yes, no, maybe?
There are no slow zones.
Slow zone free.
There are no slow zones.
I know they said that, but then I think you missed it where they had some issues right
there
after they
There are no slow zones right now, this moment.
Keep saying that out loud.
Well,
Macy,
true.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
You MBTA apologist.
That's me. I'm a big fan. They did what they said. Doesn't happen a lot. Good luck, Macy.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy has left the studio. She's no longer able to hear anything that is happening. Is your blinker on, by the way?
It is. I can shut it off.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, this is Massachusetts. We don't use blinkers.
Yeah.
You must not be from here. If anyone honks, you just flip them off. It's
Are
fine.
You ready, Macy?
Yes, I'm ready.
Question number one. The donkey who inspired Eddie Murphy's character in Shrek passed away. He was 30. He lived in a pasture in Palo Alto, California. Finnish donkey's most famous line from Shrek. And in the morning, I'm making blank.
Waffles.
Jason Momoa will play the DC character Lobo in the upcoming Supergirl movie, which means he's done playing the role of which DC superhero that he starred as for multiple movies.
Aquaman.
Nicki Minaj is being sued for allegedly assaulting a tour employee. Name this Nicki Minaj song. Take a listen.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Super bait.
Question number three. Chick-fil-A recently tweaked their waffle fries and added pea starch to the coating to keep them crispy. It was only a minor change, but now there's an uproar and fans are not happy. What is Chick-fil-A's slogan?
Eat more chicken.
Question number five. Norman Reedus turns 56 today. He played Daryl Dixon on The Walking Dead. He also starred in which Boston-based crime movie about two Irish brothers inspired to cleanse Boston of evil with their own brand of vigilante justice?
Oh, I'm not sure. Well, what's a Boston movie? The Town?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Had to revisit that movie over the holidays, too. It holds up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Can you believe that movie's like a decade old? The Town is?
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't want to say anything. Kennedy was.
Oh, no. I was talking about the other movie.
Oh, yeah. The Town's fantastic.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Whose car are we going to take?
Macy got 4 out of 5.
Woo! Okay.
I think you're the only guy in Charlestown with a gun.
Forget the show. Let's just quote The Town. Kennedy would love that.
Yes. If Carson does enough Boston accent, it will turn Jamaican very.
Yeah, I'm on.
There will be patois happening. Quicker than you know.
These like are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The donkey who inspired Eddie Murphy's character in Shrek passed away. He was 30, and he lived in a pasture in Palo Alto, California.
Aww.
Finnish donkey's most famous line from Shrek. And in the morning, I'm making blank.
Waffles.
Tied at one. Jason Momoa will play the DC character Lobo in the upcoming Supergirl movie, which means he's done playing the role of which DC superhero that he starred as for multiple movies.
Aquaman.
Tied at two. Nicki Minaj is being sued for allegedly assaulting a tour employee. Name this Nicki Minaj song.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
That's super bass.
Tied at three. Chick-fil-A recently tweaked the waffle fries and added pea starch to the coating to keep them crispy. It was only a minor change, but now there is an uproar and fans are not happy.
They added what now?
Pea starch.
Oh, okay.
Sounds appetizing.
If what you didn't know, I bet you wouldn't know.
Apparently fans knew. What is Chick-fil-A's slogan?
Eat more chicken.
Tied at four. Question number five. Norman Reedus turns 56 today. He played Daryl Dixon on The Walking Dead. He also starred in which Boston-based crime movie about two Irish brothers inspired to cleanse Boston of evil with their own brand of vigilante justice?
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints, not the town. That is correct.
I watched the second Boondock Saints number 2 because I couldn't sleep. No, it's terrible, but I love it so much. I love it so much.
Willem Dafoe in the first one was fantastic.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy against the win. Macy, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving without a nice parting gift. You have just won yourself a pair of tickets to see Dancing with the Stars January 16th at the Box Center Wang Theater. You can buy tickets at LiveNation.com, but why are you going to do that? Because you have them for free.
Woo-hoo!
You can turn your blinker on now.
Thank
again.
You. Yeah.
You can go ahead and make that turn.
Yeah.
She's been driving straight for the past 10 minutes.
She's been stopped dead in traffic.
Haven't been able to make a turn. Macy, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Macy from Boylston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Do you know what that means, Kennedy? You have symmetrical all-wheel drive?
No. The same on every wheel?
That is exactly
symmetry.
It. Look at you. You nailed it. It's all-wheel drive all the time.
Yeah, the one
perfectly.
Thing I don't have, which is why I get stranded in the snow.
Perfectly explained. Nice work, Kennedy. Say good morning to Chris from Salem.
Hi.
Hi, Kennedy. Hi, Carson. How's it going?
Good, good.
We kick Kennedy out, please, Chris.
Oh, this studio isn't big enough for the two of us, Kennedy. Would you please leave the studio?
Okay, champ. Good luck.
Ooh. You're varmint.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now left out of the studio. She's over in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Billie Eilish's Birds of a Feather was the biggest song on streaming in 2024 with almost 1.8 billion streams. It edged out which Sabrina Carpenter song by just over 500,000 streams?
Espresso?
50 years ago today, in 1975, the first episode of Wheel of Fortune aired on NBC. Has Vanna White been on Wheel for over or under 4 decades?
Over.
Mufasa won a quiet week at the box office. Which actor who passed away in 2024 was the original voice of Mufasa?
Jeremy Irons.
The family that owns the Breaking Bad house in New Mexico is selling it. They're asking $4 million. Even though it would only be worth $350,000 if it wasn't famous, which city did Breaking Bad take place in?
Albuquerque, New Mexico. And boy, I just realized you said Mufasa, and that was definitely James Earl Jones, but if you got to give me it wrong, I totally understand.
Got to use your listening ears.
Question number 5.
Oh my God.
In an appearance on Bunny Exo's podcast, Kristen Cavallari said she had a fling with Morgan Wallen about a year ago. Kristen was married to which former NFL quarterback for a decade?
Oh, the Cutlet. Jay Cutler.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! I'm a big Chris fan.
Good stuff. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Chris, who shared that he just got his coffee and his coffee cake, and he's ready to start the day.
Let's go.
Got 4 out of 5.
Okay.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number 1. Billie Eilish's Birds of a Feather was the biggest song on streaming in 2024 with almost 1.8 billion streams. It edged out which Sabrina Carpenter song by just over 500,000?
Espresso.
Tied at 1. 50 years ago today, 1975, the first episode of Wheel of Fortune aired on NBC. Has Vanna White been on Wheel for over or under 4 decades?
Wow. What year did you say it started, please?
1975.
I'm going to say yes.
Are you saying over or under?
Over.
Since 1982.
Maybe the best gig on TV. You work 2 days every 2 weeks. You flip a couple letters, you make millions.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Mufasa won a quiet week at the box office. Which actor who passed away in 2024 was the original voice of Mufasa?
James Earl Jones.
3-2. Question number 4. Sorry, Chris. He answered it, but like two questions later.
Oh.
He misheard the question the first time.
He said Jeremy Irons.
I was thinking about Scar. Oh, I was thinking of Scar.
Yeah.
The family that owns the Breaking Bad house in New Mexico is selling it. They're asking $4 million, even though it's really only worth about $350,000 if it wasn't famous. Which city did Breaking Bad take place in?
Albuquerque.
4-3. Question number 5. In an appearance... What was that? Did you hit it?
Yeah.
Okay, making sure it wasn't me. In an appearance on Bunny XO's podcast, Kristen Cavallari said she had a fling with Morgan Wallen about a year ago. Kristen was married to which former NFL quarterback for a decade?
Jay Cutler.
That is correct.
We also would have accepted the cutlet.
We would have?
Yeah. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Chris, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. But thank you for calling in.
Come back anytime.
Yeah, we do appreciate you listening.
Oh, this was a redemption week for me personally. I have played before, and I did lose the exact same way.
Oh. Well, we'll try again.
So. Yeah.
Well, we in the biz call that womp womp.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Chris from Salem, and I still can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy?
Yeah?
Say good morning to Melissa from Northboro.
Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Kennedy, how are you?
Living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
Parker and Owen are in the car, correct?
Say hi, boy.
Hi. Going back to school. How long were they home?
Like a week and a half.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big day, right? Big day in my house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Big day. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
So, you know, there are 5 trivia questions. It's all pop culture. You answer more than right than Kennedy, and you're going to win yourself $100 cash, okay?
Okay.
Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 5,891 wins, 431 losses. Question number 1, a restaurant waiter has been arrested for allegedly selling drugs to Liam Payne before his death in Argentina last year. Which group was he a part of?
One Direction.
Justin Bieber has officially unfollowed the man who discovered him and used to manage him for years. Who is he?
P. Diddy.
Question number 3. President Biden gave the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Michael J. Fox, Denzel Washington, Hillary Clinton, Bono, Magic Johnson, and a few others. Denzel played the character Macronus in which 2024 Ridley Scott movie?
2020. I haven't a clue.
Question number 4. Demi Moore won her first acting award ever last night at the Golden Globes for The Substance. Demi has been married to 2 very famous actors. Name them both.
How many actors did you say? What was the...
2. Demi Moore.
2.
Yep.
She's been married to Ashton Kutcher.
Yep.
And Demi Moore. I can see his face. Bruce Willis.
Question number 5. 6 years ago today, the movie Bohemian Rhapsody won the Golden Globe for Best Drama, and Rami Malek took home the Best Actor award. What is the opening line to the song Bohemian Rhapsody?
I'm sure I'm wrong, but is it? I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche. Can you do the Fandango? No, that's the middle.
Yeah. All right. Here comes Kennedy. Okay. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
Melissa.
Hi, Kennedy.
Do I have 2 out of 5, right?
Yes, 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, Chris.
Okay.
One for Parker, 1 for Owen.
Yep. These are hard, right, Kennedy. You ready?
I got 2 right, guys.
A restaurant waiter has been arrested for allegedly selling drugs to Liam Payne before his death in Argentina last year. Which group brought him to fame?
One Direction.
Tied at 1. Justin Bieber has officially unfollowed the man who discovered him and used to manage him for years. Who is he?
Scooter Braun.
What do you think that's about, Kennedy?
Oh.
He doesn't need that kind of negativity in his life.
Mm-hmm. 2-1, question number 3. President Biden gave the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Michael J. Fox, Denzel Washington, Hillary Clinton, Bono, Magic Johnson, and others. Denzel played the character Macrinus in which 2024 Ridley Scott movie?
Gladiator 2?
I saw that over the holidays.
And?
I liked it. I don't know why it's getting so much hate.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the first one, but I never thought it was going to be as good as the first one. Still a fun movie.
I thought the second half of the movie was really good. The first half was a little not, was okay.
I'm going to wait until it stops being $19 to rent. Yeah. Then I shall watch it.
Yeah, that's what I paid for Wicked. That hurt. I'm not going to lie. It was Wicked expensive.
Oh, I bought it. So.
You bought it?
Yeah. Well, I figured I wanted to watch it twice, so.
I gotcha.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. 3-1, question number 4. Demi Moore won her first acting award ever last night at the Golden Globes for The Substance. Demi has been married to two very famous actors. Name them both.
Bruce Willis, Ashton Kutcher.
She's also in the TV show Landman, and it's very weird because she's super famous and she has like one line.
It's called a cameo, Carson.
And she's in it a lot, but she never says anything.
She's an extra?
She's swimming in the pool. She's out having dinner with them. Apparently, it's very expensive to get Demi to talk on
TV. As it should be.
And question number 5. 6 years ago today, the movie Bohemian Rhapsody won the Golden Globe for Best Drama, and Rami Malek took home the Best Actor Award. What is the opening line to the song Bohemian Rhapsody?
Is this the real life or just a fantasy?
Caught
That's not right, is it? Is it right?
You're super close.
I was off by something. What did I get wrong?
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? 4-2 is the final score. Super close.
Super close.
Yeah. We lost, thanks.
Means you have to go to school, Parker and Owen. We're sorry.
So you guys got to go to school.
They're probably excited.
They're just looking at me blankly.
Yeah.
They're like, that's why we're in the car.
There was an option?
Kennedy gets to win 4-2, Melissa. No cash, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Melissa from Northborough and Parker and Owen, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.